You're listening to SBS News.
The central western New South Wales town of Cowra is going into lockdown after a primary school boy tested positive to COVID-19. Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant says the lockdown in the town of about 10,000 people will be for a week. The lockdown for Cowra comes on a day when the state has reported 935 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and 4 deaths. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says even if case numbers go down, the number of people in intensive care and the number of deaths is likely to go up.
Because we've had a number of cases in the last few weeks, people ordinarily get very sick in the second week of the illness and sometimes stay very sick for a long time. And that's why we need to continue to brace ourselves for October being the worst month for the number of people who pass away and the number of people who need intensive care. And we should never lose sight of that, no matter what else is happening in terms of the vaccination rate or anything else.
The news comes as restrictions ease for Sydney's 12 local government areas of concern, with the government lifting the hard rules around movement. Residents in those suburbs now follow the same rules as the rest of Sydney, with fully vaccinated adults able to exercise outdoors with no time limits and gathering groups of 5 for outdoor recreation. Children under 12 are not included in the gathering limit. What remains in place in the LGAs of concern are conditions for authorised workers and travel permit requirements. The Mayor of Burwood local government area, John Faker, says the restrictions are a welcome relief for many of the residents in the Burwood area.
And I've spoken to residents this morning and I used an example of one grandmother last week who was crying to see her grandkids, and today when I spoke to her again this morning, she's going out, she's planning for a picnic this afternoon with her grandkids, and she was so excited. So this is great news for them. Great news for our residents who really stepped up and complied with the COVID restrictions and got those vaccination rates up so we can get some of this relief.
And Victoria has recorded its highest number of COVID-19 cases in the current outbreak and 1 death as business groups brand the state's roadmap out of lockdown a roadblock. The roadmap details some small changes to Melbourne's restrictions when 80% of Victorians aged over 16 have received a single vaccine dose, including an increase of the 10-kilometre travel limit to 15 kilometres. But lockdown will remain in place until 70% of Victorians are double vaccinated, which is currently forecast for the 26th of October. Premier Daniel Andrews has flagged global supply issues with the Pfizer vaccine and is urging residents who may be waiting for more Pfizer to instead take whatever vaccine is currently available.
On Friday, we were informed as a National Cabinet that there's some issue with supply. That means don't wait. Get the one you can get now. Astra, we've got plenty of that. There's even some Pfizer appointments, as I just said, that are not booked yet, but you got Moderna coming on later in the week. Get what you can get now. Please don't put it off. I'll just wait a week or a fortnight or a month, because who knows what occurs.
And the president of the Victorian Pharmacy Guild, Anthony Tassoni, is urging Victorians to speak to their local GP or pharmacy for vaccine information.
So from this week, there will be 440 pharmacies in Victoria receiving the Moderna vaccine, and 281 pharmacies in Victoria next week. There will be 1,800 pharmacies nationally this week receiving Moderna, and another 1,800 pharmacies next week. This is great news for patients and another option for our community.
Meanwhile, the ACT has recorded 7 new COVID-19 infections. All of Monday's cases are linked, but at least 4 were in the community for some of the time while infectious. ACT Chief Minister Andrew Barr is pleased with the number, but warns it's too early to say if it is a trend, pointing to the 30 local infections reported on Friday. The Chief Minister also accused the federal government of favouring New South Wales and Victoria with supplies of Pfizer doses. While federal advice indicates the ACT's supply will not reduce over September and October, Mr. Barr said it would also not increase as projected over that time and into November.
We are in a strong position to provide additional vaccine appointments at the RAS arena if we have more supply. And so we will continue to work with the Commonwealth on this point. We are optimistic that the issue can be positively resolved. During their outbreaks, New South Wales and Victoria both received increased supplies of vaccines. It is our view that the ACT should not be treated any differently.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has given an update on the country's vaccine rollout.
In particular, I'd note 172,000 vaccinations yesterday has taken it to almost 24.8 million vaccinations, and very significantly 72.1% first doses and 47% second doses around the country. Perhaps most significantly, there's just over 1.6 million Australians to go to achieve the 80% first dose rate.
And the Northern Territory has recorded a new COVID-19 case after a man travelled from New South Wales to Darwin and tested positive. The man tested positive on Sunday and is now at the Centre for National Resilience in Howard Springs near Darwin. Contact tracing is underway with 24 close contacts identified so far. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.